I think we can do another chorus of that, yes? It's always nice to affirm that which we are, isn't it? To claim our truth and say that no matter what happens to us, this is me. And I love me, yes? Yes. Let's say that. Say that with me. I love me. And don't, okay, if you have that twinge of, ooh, that feels a little narcissistic, release, let it go. Say, I am beautiful. I am as God created me. And because God created me as love, and as created me as love, I love me. I'm so proud of you. You guys said it with strength and some energy. Because you are truly claiming the truth as you are. Last week, we moved it around. We said, am I claiming the truth? And most of us usually don't claim our truth because we've pretty much been taught that that's wrong. Don't say that I'm beautiful. Don't say that I'm great. Don't say that, because a lot of us use it the wrong way against one another. But I'm here to tell you that the truth of who you are is God's beloved. The truth of who you are is that you are that which you are, as God claimed that it was who it is. We used truth. So we talked a lot about Moses, and we're going to continue on, because that song that, thank you, Jerry, for introducing that, and said, Reverend Crystal, can we sing that? I said, yes, because it's a powerful song. It's a powerful statement. And what we're going to talk about is moving from the am I, that question of what am I, whose am I, to how do we move to I am, that proclamation of truth, that I am. But so many times we get stuck in that hamster wheel of that transition, that bridge of who am I? And you come into church and you go, yeah, I'm love. Really? Who am I? You are light. Uh-huh, I am. You walk out the doors, really? I am light. And we do that. And in the Moses story in Exodus, which I love the Exodus story, because really the Exodus story is all about us exiting from our own mental thoughts, exiting from, as the diva said, do a mental cleansing, exiting out of those thoughts of, I am not worthy of, I am this. And what did you say that's marked on the forehead? Inferiority complex. Extracting yourself out of your own misgivings of the truth of who you are, and stepping in with power to claim the truth that you are not only God's beloved children. Ultimately, all of us together are God, the expressions of God here on earth. The sin that is talked about in the Bible, the original sin is not about eating an apple. We teach here that the original sin is believing and following the belief that we are separate from God. So if anyone talks about that you are sinful, sometimes we can go, you know, yeah, because I still hold a truth that I am separate from. That doesn't make me bad. Doesn't make me anything except growing and needing more evolution, needing to step into my power even more. We left off last week with Moses kind of trying to fight God. God came to Moses, i.e. the present, that spiritual presence that is within you, steps to you all the time and says, beloved, you need to get rid of those memories, those thoughts that enslave you, those things that bring you down, those inferiority complexes, those things about I can't do this or I am not that, that the world feeds to you. And God goes to Moses. That means that God steps within those aspects that want to draw us forth out of that complex and says, beloved, just release and let go. And Moses fights tooth and nail. And Moses, at some point in time, thinking he's clever, at the burning bush talking to God. And he goes, okay, say I go to Egypt. Say I go in front of the Pharaoh. I know the Pharaoh's going to ask me, who sent you? And that's where we get the I am who I am. Sometimes it's translated, I am which I am, or I am that I am. But the reality is, God says, I am. And that's why in unity, I am is so important. That's why it is so important how we use and what we put behind our I am. And it's interesting, most of the time we stop at that the Lord said, I am that I am. That's usually where I stop, but I'm going to continue on because it's interesting. This Exodus story, and I invite you to read it yourself. Too many times we're scared of the Bible. The Fillmores love the Bible because it is that aspect of us. It is our story. It is the story of our evolution. It's the story of how we blindly continue to go through this hamster wheel. And Moses also did so. So I'd like to continue after God said, I am that I am. And that was in the middle of three. Because Moses is like still, who am I to go to Moses? And the Lord is saying, I am. I'm sending you. The spiritual truth of you is sending you to take away these thoughts. And that was in the middle of three, Exodus 3. Moses by Exodus 4 is still fighting. And that's what we do. And so the Lord said to go. I will be there with you. I will guide you. And in Exodus 4 starts, then Moses said, what if they will not believe me or listen to me? So Moses has gone to, what is your name? Now he's going, okay, if I go, how are they going to believe that I'm actually listening to the Lord? How many of us can relate to that? How many times has a higher spirit, you've felt it inside? I a lot of times get great feeling. I get a sense of peace that this is the right. I may not like the answer because it's telling me to do something that I didn't want to do, i.e. it's not going to my mandate. God, I want this. Show me how to do it. No, my beloved, go this way. But, and I'll get a peace. And I'll get a sense that it's right, but I'll still go, but God. Now you're laughing because you identify, yes? I think we all identify. And Moses is fighting this tooth and nail. What if they don't believe me or listen to me, to what I say? For they may say, the Lord has not appeared to you. Again, internally, isn't that what we say? Last week I talked about looking at the burning bush and knowing that you are out of your mind. If we were to walk up and see a bush that wasn't consumed but it was on fire, we would think we were out of our minds. And the reality of this is that we want to be out of our minds. Literally, we don't want to be in that thinking phase where we can guess it away. We want to be in an open state of heart, mind, in alignment with one another to be able to listen to the truth of Spirit wanting to guide us in the perfect way. And even when we have that, we're like, but what if it doesn't listen to it? And what if we say that, and we have said, I have said it, this isn't God talking to me because God isn't giving me what I want. It can't be God because God wants everything I want. I read that somewhere in the Bible. God wants our happiness, and God is going to guide us to that which makes us most happy. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? Moses said to the staff, I'm not going to read all this. God gives Moses power. He allows Moses to see that in the staff, if he throws the staff down, it will turn into a serpent. And once he picks up the staff, the serpent turns back into a staff. God says, you know, that'll be proof. And Moses is like, no. And so God says, place your hand into your breast, your bosom. Moses does this. And he puts it out, and he has a leopard's hand. All right? And then God tells him, put it back in. He puts it back in. He extracts it, and it's back to normal. And God says, now, if this is not going to prove that I am God, what will? Well, of course, just like all of us, I believe, Moses continues to go, well, okay, yeah, well, maybe. But. And then Moses said to the Lord, after all the Lord improving, because how many times do we fight with God pretending like God doesn't know all, but we know better? And if we fight with God, it will change its mind. That's the beauty I love of Exodus, because that's exactly what Moses continues to do until Moses said to the Lord, finally, after he couldn't fight with Jesus, if he couldn't argue with Jesus, because God is far greater because he created everything. Duh. Then Moses said to the Lord, please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently or in times of past. Nor shall you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So a lot of people don't know, but this is the proof that he has a speech impediment. Now, we're not sure if he stutters or what, but here he says it several times in this chapter of Exodus, in fifth chapter of Exodus, in the sixth chapter of Exodus, that he continues to claim that things that we wouldn't have to go through this. But that's what I love about the song, because at some point in time, we all go through the, I can't do it because I can't do it. I understand Moses. I understand the speech impediment thing. When I was called to be a minister, I gave the same excuses, but I can't because I'm a lesbian. They're going to crucify me, but I can't because I don't believe in the Bible. But I can't. Why me? Why me? I was kind of happy being in advertising, making some buku bucks. Why me? I can't do it. I'm shy, and I am. Most people don't believe that. I'm a little shy. I don't like getting up and talking to people. I know that's hard to believe, especially as I speak for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. But those were my excuses. Those were my impediments that I was forcing my way, saying that I wasn't going to step up to the truth of who I am. I was not going to claim the truth of my being. And I think there's the calling in all of us where we get scared and we come up with all the excuses to say, who am I, and not believe the truth of the I am. We all do it. But God tells Moses, I am with you. I give you the power, meaning the power is within each and every one, so long as we can claim it, not ignore it, because the power isn't just in Moses. The power isn't just in Jesus. The power just isn't in the Dalai Lama. The power just isn't in any other guru, any other teacher, any other brilliant person that you can call upon. The power is in each and every one of us. And until we claim it within ourselves individually as a unit, one presence, one manifestation of God, we will not rise, because we are one. We are one each other's. So Moses, finally, I'm not going to read all of Exodus. I believe that we've all seen the Charlton Heston movies. Of course, God convinces, after one thing happens, God convinces Moses to go forward, because Moses, after pleading, going, I can't do this, said, I need an intercessor. I need someone to speak for me. And it says that then the anger of the Lord burned against Moses, and he, being the Lord, said, is there not your brother Aaron? I know that he speaks fluently, and moreover, behold, he is coming out to meet you. And when you tell him these things, he will be glad in his heart to do this for you. I want to tell you that Aaron represents that divine consciousness, that click, that no matter what you say that you can't do, there's something within inside you that says, beloved, you are. You are the I am that I am. And as much as we try to move away from it, the truth of each and every one of us is that we are that. We are. We move from am I that this is me claiming that no matter how I stutter, no matter how I look, no matter how I move, no matter who I am blind and thinking that I am, the truth is that I am the Spirit of God. And once we live by that, once we claim it, there's no stopping us. Once we claim and know that we are the light of the world and show up in that, then we will be, truly. Once we move past the walls of separation, those illusions that continue to back us off because we're scared. You know, that's the reality of it. We're scared. We're scared to claim it. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, Jesus was a great role model, but the way he died was kind of, And I am sure that each and every one of us can feel that sense of, if I actually step into my truth, if I claim my being like Jesus did, I will be crucified. Let me tell you, that is the Moses story repeating itself. That is our brains going, no, but that's the beauty of the resurrection story. That was the beauty of the Jesus story, because Jesus himself was also saying with the disciples, you know what? I'm not really that good. You know what? I can't really manifest. I can't heal. Anytime you read something about what the disciples couldn't do, that is also what we teach what was going on in Jesus' mind, as he was also struggling with his divinity. But the beauty is that Jesus moved beyond that, because Jesus understood and knew the truth of who he was and wanted to bring each and every one of us along. I am my Father. The Father and I are one. I am. And yes, my beloveds, in what seems to be darkness of this world, when you claim your truth, people are going to look at you like you are out of your mind. And you know what? That is all right. And you can say, yes, I am out of my mind, meaning that I am out of my thoughts of limitation. I am out of my mind because I am out of the illusions of darkness. Yes, I am out of my mind because I am claiming the truth that doesn't seem to be seen, but I know it is real. I know, and you know what? I know some other people who know, and these are the people that I will be with. I will help you, but as a collective, we are the truth. So how do we move from the am I to the this is me, to the this is me, because I am, no matter how I appear in this world, I am the truth of God. I am the brilliance of God. It is in that I am statement. That is one of the easiest ways. First, it is the proclaiming, like the song, This Is Me. I don't care what you think of me. I know I am beautiful. I know I am as God created me. I know that I am the truth. And my physical appearance, no matter what you think, even sometimes no matter what I think, God is infinite. And I am one of the infinite expressions of God. I am beautiful. I am the light of the world. I am joy. I am love. And so the mirror is one of my favorite pieces of homework. I think I remember saying something last week about looking in the mirror. How do you move beyond the who am I? And believing it is speaking the word of truth. Too many times we speak what we think is true. What have you put behind your I am? That was the homework. Really looking and listening to how you speak. And when you say I am, what are you saying? Unconsciously, too many of us say, well, I am tired, or I am, I'm so stupid, or I am, I don't mean that, God. We say things placed within the I am again. The presence of God, the Lord, has already proclaimed itself, I am. It is blasphemous to put anything beyond what is the truth of what God is behind the I am. How many times have we blasphemed in the name of God? I'm not blaming or shaming you. We've all been through it because we don't know any better. That's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm explaining to you. The truth of who you are is not the negative I am components, that darkness that we think we are, that darkness that other people try to tell us that we are. The truth of who we are is, this is me, and I am beautiful. And how you do that is infuse your being with the knowing, just like Nancy said, it's that cleansing of the mental statement that the world continues to want to place on you. It's denying that it has the power. That's what the denials are in unity. It isn't denying that something isn't real or it's factual. There are some negative things that are happening in the world. Those are factual. The denial is that they will not have power over you to tell you that you are this and not light. Do I need to say that again? A denial is that which tells... Thank you, Carol. I do. A denial is not telling you to go into the illusion that something isn't real. Because it's in front of you, it is a fact. But whatever that fact is, I'm blind in one eye, maybe for me. Or, my sciatic hurts. And actually, Dottie, my sciatic hurts a little bit. And whatever those things are, that could be a factual, this is a factual thing for you. But are you going to let that hold you back? Are you going to claim that as your truth? Those things, are you going to let those bring you down? Or are you going to claim the truth that no matter what is happening to you, no matter what seems to be going around, that you will stand in your power, knowing that we are the children of God, and God created us in beauty? That is the story of Jesus. The disciples couldn't get it. We are here to get it. So your homework to move over to the I am, and it's your life work. It's not even just your homework. It's your life work. Is that when you see something within yourself, when you are claiming the darkness within yourself, stop yourself. Stop yourself. Don't shame. Don't blame. Do not criticize, because that'll keep you in the hamster wheel. Just stop and go, whoa, all right, that's not me. This is me. Just as easy as that. I don't claim that. I will not claim that. I will claim my truth. And the more you do that, the more you will realize that. The more you will show up as that. And you know what? The more you show up as that, the more we show up as that, people will notice it. And they'll go, man, you have changed. And you'll go, I have? And they go, yeah, you're like happier and stuff is just happening to you. And you'll go, yeah, it is. I am much happier. And wow, yeah. And they'll go, well, what have you been doing? Well, I've just been me. What does that mean? I have been claiming my truth. Well, what kind of truth is that? I'm happy. I've been claiming I'm happy. I'm love. In this world of darkness, yep. It worked on you, didn't it? You saw how happy I am. You said I make you happier, so it's working, isn't it? And they'll think about it. They'll walk away, and it's all right. You've planted a seed within them that they'll think about. And we'll just keep growing, right? We'll continue to become the manifestation of the truth, because we claim that who we are, we claim the truth, that we are the I am that we are. I am that I am. Let's say that. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am beautiful.
I am love.
I am loved.
I am,
I am as bright as the sun.
I am as beautiful as any flower.
My voice is a beautiful song. And I will speak to my I am in appropriate ways. So let us say our denial and affirmation. I believe the denial comes after the affirmation this time around. And it's in your bulletin aha. So let me read this to you, and then we'll say it together, all right?
So every time I look in the mirror, which is your homework or your life work, every time I look in the mirror, I see that I am. I am God's manifestation. It's supposed to be in this present moment. It's supposed to be manifestation. I am God's manifestation in this present moment. I am allowing the release of everything that is not in alignment with this truth. All right? How does that feel? All right. So let us and say, I am God's manifestation. My bad. Sorry about that. So let's read it together. If you agree, let us read it together. Every time I look in the mirror, I see that I am. I am God's manifestation in this present moment. I am allowing the release of everything that is not in alignment with this truth. Bring that in. Breathe that in. And release anything that is not in alignment of that truth. Let's say that one more time as one. Every time I look in the mirror, I see that I am. I am God's manifestation in this present moment. I am allowing the release of everything that is not in alignment with this truth. And so it is. Amen.